afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisper, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Happy Labor Day to you all. I hope you're enjoying your 3-day extended weekend.
I'm not, because I'm working.
And, no, Leanne, do you have to chime in every time I'm recording?
No. Not every time.
But, yeah, here you are chiming in every time that I'm recording. I hope you're enjoying your 3-day weekend and your extra day off for those of you that have to work. I'm right there with you, also working today. But I wanted to bring you yet another podcast, whether it's a holiday for you or not, whether you're working or not. I'm still working. I'm still releasing the podcast on that weekly basis for you. This week, I'm talking to a guest by the name of Anne, who really strives to always seek things that she hasn't done before. Now, it's not a bucket list, and she makes that very clear within the podcast. I agree to disagree. I think it's a bucket list, but she does explain why she believes it's not a bucket list. And so I'm really excited to bring you her podcast. You can see the link for her own podcast called 365 First. I think I got the name right? Yeah, 365 First Podcast, Stories of First Times, where she's doing her own challenge of trying to do these new experiences and talk about them within her own podcast. I hope you enjoy our conversation we had this week.
Well, thank you for having me, Trent.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for coming on. I am always appreciative of people who are interested in coming on the podcast and just sharing life and experiences and everything that kind of goes all around that. And the first thing I kind of want to talk to you about is looking at your bio and stuff that you had sent me before we had started our call today. And one of the things that really stuck out to me was essentially how it says in there how you've always been seeking things that you haven't done. So talk to me about your journey of all of these experiences that you are working on experiencing.
It has been about 8 years, 7 to 8 years that I have been on the journey of first times and new experiences. I came about going on this journey. I was in Germany. I was mobilized with the Marine Corps, and it was my first time in Europe. So obviously it's so easy to travel in and around Europe that you just have to do it. So over the weekend, new country, and I'm finding myself in a new country, and I started thinking, I'm in a new place. I should try something new. So each country that I went to, every trip that I took, I did something new. And it really shifted something in me, in my relationship with life and how I wanted to discover more and keep exploring, and made me realize, wow, there's so much to live and to experience. So when I left Europe and I came back to the US, I figured, okay, well, I don't need to be in a new country to try something new. So let me just make sure that I continue this good habit that I started of trying new things. So I kept doing that. And yeah, it's been about 8 years. And now I call myself the master of first times. And I started the 365 First Challenge to get other people to come explore what this journey is like and how much it can change and impact their lives.
So what sort of experiences have you done that are things that you kind of wanted to knock off your bucket list in a way?
So not a bucket list. I'm anti-bucket list.
Okay. So all right.
I do not believe in the bucket list mentality, because bucket list, first off, it makes you think about death, not living. And second, it's usually like these big things, right? People think of big bucket lists as like these big things that they have to accomplish. Well, there's so many little things that you can do that have big impact. that it's better to just think about, like, what can I do today? But some of the bigger ones, as I was traveling, as I'm a big outdoorsy person, so I started doing a lot of different sports. So windsurfing, kitesurfing, canyoning. So at first, skydiving. So it was a lot of sport related. And then when I came back to the States, that's when I started exploring more things with food, with games, with different activities, with arts, craft. And that led to me realizing, it's really awesome to make things with your hands. So I took this torch blowing class where we made things. We made these glass pendant and these glass bottle toppers. And that was an amazing experience. And I still look at what I made and I'm still amazed with it. So one of the things that I have a lot of on my list is to do a lot more craft. Like I want to learn how to crochet, like just all these things that I had never considered before. And I also, I'm not as adventurous when it comes to food, but
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. But I will definitely, I like wandering the grocery store and finding I've never had this. Let me try it out. And I was doing some research on different like foods around the world. And there's so many different foods I have never had. And yeah, it's appreciating all the little things too. So I run a podcast as well. And when I interview two people instead of just one person, like, oh, that's a first time. Or when I was interviewed by a host and a co-host, I'd be on a show with two hosts. God, I never experienced that. That was the first time. So it makes you experience and look at life differently. Like what is new in my environment that I am experiencing?
How many first times and new experiences do you think you've had to date?
I've definitely lost count as there have been so many, but I do recount the stories. So in the 365 First podcast, I'll recount the stories of my first times. And There have been many, but there's so many more to come. And right now I've been so busy with work that I'm switching back into ensuring that at least once a week I have a specific first time. And I'm trying to line it up with doing 365 First Challenge online events so that I can share those with everyone. So one of my interns, he mentioned tutting. And I'm like, what's tutting? I've never heard of tutting before. And he's like, well, it's dancing, but it's with your hands and with your arms. Like, that sounds really cool. So we're going to do an event, a 365 First Challenge event. So it's going to be an introduction to tutting. So that will be a first time. And we're having a magician come on and he'll do some magic tricks. That's another event.
Oh,
that's
fun.
Like, I've never done magic tricks. So I'm really looking forward to doing that. And we did, I did an ASL, introduction to ASL sign language. And so that was my first time doing sign language. So knowing how to say my name and, my name is in sign language and what's your name in sign language. So that was really great too.
Do you have one that you're looking forward to most coming up?
Not coming up, but my big one that I do, well, a couple of big ones, but the biggest one that I have coming up that is going to push me out of my comfort zones, and I don't have a lot of comfort zones or fears, so it's big for me, is learning how to fly. So I want to learn how to fly a plane.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think that's going to challenge me in a lot of ways, and it's one of those where, so it's multiple, like, so I tell people, so first time isn't necessarily a new experience. A new experience is always a first time, but a first time isn't necessarily a new experience. So the first course, so the first instruction of how to fly will be a first. The first time I'm in a plane as a student will be a first. So there's multiple first times within that experience of, well, I'll have my actual first time flying by myself. Hopefully hopefully there won't be a first time like almost crashing.
Right.
Yeah.
You can add it to the list though, at least.
Well, you have to understand what's in the realm of possible.
Has there been one that that you've done that you weren't so sure about to begin with, but by the end of it, you're like, wow, I would do that again. Or, wow, I actually really enjoyed that a lot more than I thought I would.
So, not one that, well, one that there's one I will not, there are quite a few that I will not do again. There's one that I was so much harder than I thought it was going to be, and that was windsurfing. Learning to windsurf, the sail, I thought it was going to be heavy so that it would actually like support you and help you get up, but it's super light. So you need a lot of balance. And my instructor kept telling me to get into this position. And I'm like, yeah, my back, my body, that's not happening. So that one was definitely quite challenging. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to do this again. And one that surprised me, I stay very open-minded. Like I'm ready for it to be fun and to enjoy it. So usually if it's not enjoyable, yeah, it's usually ends up being on the flip side of, okay, I really thought this was going to be fun, but it isn't.
You know, you mentioned earlier that one of the ideas came from one of your interns and everything. How do your ideas typically come to you? Are these things that you've thought of on your own? Are you just finding new ideas through other people? Like, how do you kind of find these new ideas to say, okay, I'm going to try this or that?
Well, I've literally created an app to help people make their lists of first times. The 365 First Challenge app. And so that has over 1,300 first times. So a lot of them.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot of research that I've done over the years and made the app and the first times. And some of it, yeah, it just gets introduced. And that's when you're open to new experiences, they come your way because you're paying more attention. You know how that goes. Like when you pay attention to something, if you want to buy a red car, all of a sudden you're going to start seeing red cars everywhere. You're going to be like, I didn't think it was such a popular color. That's, you know, it's because you're paying attention to it. So if you're looking for opportunities to have new experiences, to have a first time, it raises your awareness and a lot more comes into your purview and you're like, oh, let me go ahead and try that.
Do you think a lot of the stuff that you've done, you maybe wouldn't, and obviously this is a hypothetical because it's always hard to answer a question where you don't know the other side of things. But kind of just thinking, do you think there's a lot of things that you've done that maybe you wouldn't have done previously had you not went on this journey of first times and new experiences?
Oh, for sure.
Does that question make sense?
Yes, it does. Okay. Absolutely. And all the things that are craft related falls in that category because I never considered myself artistic or crafty. So sports, you know, more of a tomboy type, right? So if you throw in a sport out there to be like, yeah, I'm doing it, I wouldn't even think twice. But if you said like, hey, do you want to crochet? Do you want to paper mache? Do you want to do this? I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. I'm gonna skip that. And so, but what I realized going on the journey is that I had self-limited beliefs around those things, what they would be like and what, you know, and my ability to do them. So I'm realizing being on this journey, like, I don't care if I'm good at something. I want to do it for the experience of doing it. I also realize if I want to be good at it, I just have to do it more. Like I have to learn, get a teacher if I need to, take some classes, take a course, invest the time, and I can get good or at least better at it than my first time. So that journey made me realize and place things in its proper category of, okay, it's just for the experience, or yeah, this I'll do a little bit more and I'll get better at it. And yeah, that was just the first time and I'm never doing it again. Music is the same way. So I have a room that I need to clean up and I have a keyboard that I need to set up and I want to learn how to play the piano and play the guitar and fly. So that's three things I want to do at the same time. Because when your brain is learning, the brain is really lazy, which is really to our benefit because it, the more you learn, the more efficient it wants to become at learning. So it doesn't have to be putting out as much effort. So I'm like, ooh, if I rack and stack what I want to learn, you know, how much more efficient will I'll be in my learning because I'm trying to do more than one thing at once. And a lot of people don't realize that. They think they have to have that focus on that one thing to be the most efficient at it, when if they actually spread it out and did multiple things, they would elevate their ability to do each of those things better. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. What is it that inspired you? Because you've talked about the app and the podcast. What is it that inspired you to kind of share your journey with others, as well as trying to get others into their own journey of new firsts and experiences?
Because of how much it changed my life and how much it improved my life. So I learned to live in that process, and I see how much pain and struggle and, you know, people are pretty miserable and they're not living, like they're not realizing how much life has to offer and what, how amazing and wonderful that it can be, because we have our blinders up and we think, you know, we have to do these things and that's what life is about, when there's so much more to it. And I've always been fascinated with self-development, with the, you know, with our with our human being and our capabilities and our potential. And I realized that going on this journey and having these new experiences is a gateway to actually raising human potential. So we are the sum of our experiences. So you have to do what you've never done before to become who you always wanted to be. So if you continue to just do what you're doing and you don't do new things, you don't continue to grow and learn, and you'll stay who you are. Like, new things is the only way to grow. It's the only way to go to those next levels. And I want that to be fun for people, because it's easy, you know, you're more likely to do it if it's a lot of fun. So I want it to be fun. And it's seeing that value of, you might not be thinking that learning a new game, even if it's a video game, but it's a new game, right? So you have to learn the rules, learn the characters. If you're playing with others, you have to understand how they play the game. Like, that has benefits to your life. It has benefit to your understanding, your comprehension, you know, your cognitive abilities. It's good for your brain. It's healthy, you know, and it's fun. We always go back to that. It's fun. Let's have fun while we change and improve who we are.
I just had a question for you and I don't remember what it was. Oh, I was going to tell you, I agree about the experiences piece, because I have heard Simba. Hey. Sorry, she's on the bed frame with her bones. So she's making a lot of racket right now. Just a moment. Sorry.
No worries.
Get this phone off of here. Here. The joys of being a single dog parent for the time being.
Yeah.
So what I was going to get at, before I got distracted by the dog and everything, was I have read many articles before, and I've seen this many times before, that experiences actually make you happier. So really, people should be getting experiences and going on experiences rather than buying material things. And I think that really speaks to what you're saying, is that it improves your mood. It really changes who you are, and it can open up even more new experiences. So for me, when I went to Thailand, this is probably about 7 years ago now, I always talk about how it was very much a culture shock of what we take for granted here in the United States. But it also inspired me to want to do more traveling and everything. And so I think you're right. As you have those different experiences, they can lead to new experiences. And it almost, in a way, would become like a domino effect.
Absolutely. Exactly. And you're releasing. So the reason why they're like first time in your experience is so great is you're releasing dopamine. So they, and other good brain chemicals. So when you do that, it does make you feel happy. So if people think about, like, after you learn something, after you did something for the first time, you were excited about, you had a sense of excitement. So, like, first time I went axe throwing, first time I went and did archery, And I had some people around me and I was observing them because they were also having the first time. And you see, like, they get more talkative afterwards and they're so excited and they'll say, oh, I want to do this again, right? They don't realize it's not the high of what they just did. It's the high of the fact that they did something new. So if you know how to hack yourself to constantly have that feeling with adding that novelty or having that new experience, you can really increase your productivity. So that's why I say, like, it's a great self-development tool once you understand it and how you know how to leverage it to make it benefit you. And it will open up all kinds of new opportunities, and you're going to meet new people, and you're going to have different conversations, and you're going to have lots of stories to tell. And that's the other thing, is when you tell the story and you relive that moment, you're releasing those chemicals in your brain. So that's that. Like, it took me a while to realize, like, that's why my life was changing, and that's why I want to bring it to people so that they can have that experience. And you can have work first and you can have fitness. There's 30 categories in the app, right? So it's like all areas of your life, you can start exploring first times and things that you've never done and setting those next first and those new goals. And now you start understanding how to make those things happen.
So where can people find the app and the podcast?
So the app in the App Store for either Apple or Google Play Store, and it's hashtag 365 first with an S challenge, and 365firstchallenge.com is also the website, and you can click on the app logo to get to the App Store. That's another way of getting there. And the podcast is available on all the major podcast players, and it's 365 first podcast. And I do first-time stories. I do expert advice for your first-time series to best set you up for maybe some of those bigger first times. Make sure that you enjoy it. It helps to do a little research for the big first to make sure that it is a good experience. And people are always welcome. You're all welcome, Trent, to come on the First Time Storytelling broadcast and share a first-time story. Like, can people understand how impactful first times are in your life. And when you pull the thread and you realize, like, it's the first time I did that. And like you're saying, and these were the dominoes in my life, things that happened that I learned from that. And then I applied and continued to grow from it.
Through everything, what is it that you've most learned about yourself?
So the one thing that always pushes me the most, that teaches me the most, is being an entrepreneur. So there's no doubt returning to the entrepreneurial journey with the 365 First Challenge and it making me realize I constantly have to be more patient. I constantly have to be more understanding. I always have to take the next step. So I'm a visionary, but it's what matters is the next step and the consistency. So it's all of those things that, for me, like, the area where I grow the most. But those first time and new experiences are there because I have to have fun. I did the entrepreneurial thing before and I was driven, I was ambitious, and I was extremely focused. I failed. And I was not enjoying life. So I did a business that I knew would force me to keep enjoying life. So I learned my lessons. Like, for me, it has to be fun. Life has to be fun.
So a couple of Trent Speaks related questions for you. What would you say has been the most impactful event or moment in your life that's shaped who you are today or gotten you to where you want to be today?
Powerful question.
Yeah, I tell people I come in with the hard hitters there at the end.
Yeah, and I'd say it's my faith. So when I, after all the failures and my breaking point, I dropped to my knees and I gave my life over to God. So that's definitely what set me up to, one, want to continue to live and save my life, and set me down the path that I'm on now.
And then what is it that you want people to take away when they listen to this podcast? What is it that you want people to take away from you and your story?
Life is amazing. You are a co-creator with life and have fun with it. You know, the purpose of life is to live it. So find the ways to live life, to explore, discover all that it has to offer. It will be such a rewarding journey and process to go through.
Awesome. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast today and everything and sharing your story and your experiences, your, of course, the first time experiences and everything with us. Something fun that I love to do. It's fun for me. I can't always speak on the guest side of it. But I'm going to turn it over to you and let you do your own sign off, whatever you want it to be, for this podcast.
Oh, wow. See, that is a first.
Yeah, something different to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I would sign off by saying, do what you've never done to become who you always wanted to be.